approach the end of the sugya. We will not end it today.
And maybe it's a lucky tomorrow. The sugya is a sugya of how do you define the word lechem. Simple three-letter word, lechem, and quite complicated to try to define it. Based on numerous parameters, numerous considerations, numerous shittas. At the end of the shiur yesterday, we quoted a Ramban in Hilchos Challah. Did you find it in here? Ramban in Hilchos Challah, who had a remarkable interpretation of the word Maisa Ilfis. It doesn't just mean that the way we thought it, made in a pan. It means it's made, it can only be made in a pan. So it implies it's a B'lila Raka. They can't do a B'lila Raka except in the pan. Something very similar can be found in the Tosis over here in Masechta Pesachim on that Lamed Zayin of a base. Let's look together. You may recall that there's an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion can be understood in two ways. You already mentioned this yesterday. It's actually two different girsos. Our girsa is, the girsa is, Shas Vilna, is Lechem Ha'ofui V'tanur Echad. Oz Zahada points out that there's a girsa which takes out the word Echad, and that can have tremendous ramifications, of course. The Tosis in our has the word Echad as it's printed by us. I'm not sure if it really belongs. It's read together. Lechem, it's literally less than two line Tosis. Lechem she'ein ofui v'tana rechot. V'im toma. Minolan lechalek ben b'lila raka u'ben b'lila kosha. V'lo eino t'lila rabbi Yehuda ela v'ofui v'tana rechot. Omer rabbi Natam, d'ochi v'irush rabbi Yehuda. Lechem ha'ofui b'tana v'chule. What's v'chule mean? What does v'chule mean? Mean echot? Have you been to what does that v'chule mean? Does it mean echad? Or is it something else v'chule? Notice as it says, lechem ha'ofui b'tanur, koru lechem. V'she'en ha'ofui b'tanur eni koru lechem. That's what I think v'chule means. Lechem sheregilim lefos b'tanur hainu b'lila kosha. Is the flip side of the Ramban in Hilchos Challah. Ramban in Hilchos Challah said, ma'aseh ilfus means something which is made in an ilfus, can only be made in an ilfus. What does that mean? That means liquid, lila raka, lechem, shirigil, nafoso, bitanur. What does that mean? That means lila kosha. Once again, a code word. It's amazing. And they have these code words. It says this and it means that. So we had it in the Ramban in one direction with ma'aseh ilfus. Now we have it in second, the opposite way in Tosis with respect to the expression of lechem ha'ofui b'tanur. That's quite amazing. So now let's chal it. This is Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. This is Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. Let's remember, this is Rabbi Yehuda. He demands b'lila kosher. Rabbi Natan, the same man, Rabbi Natan, paskens, of course, he's the author of the opinion that if you have b'lila raka followed by afia, it's chayav and chalav. So what does that mean? It's comparable to yesterday's shiur. Here we have the Rabbi Natan conceding that he's wrong according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The same as the Ramban had Rabbi Natan conceding that he was wrong according to Rish Lakish. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Natan wins because we happen to pass him against Rabbi Yehuda, we pass him against Rish Lakish. So he comes out smelling like a rose. But he's battle scarred Rabbi Natan. He's against the Ramban. He's against Rish Lakish. According to Tosfos himself, he's against Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so what? I win. I picked the winner. I picked the Rabbi Yochanan against Rish Lakish. I picked the Rabbanan against Rabbi Yehuda. This is fascinating. All this is not really necessary to explain his position. That's what it comes out. Think about it for a minute. It's just quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. If you look at the Ma'ariv al-Ghazi, he talks about this as well, but I don't want to go into there now. You'll see that. Forget about it. The real question is, what's the v'chule? What was the girsa of the Rabbeinu Tam? Because if it's echad, it doesn't fit in so well, right? Am I correct? This seems to be better without the word echad, right? Lechem, right? I mean, shirigilim lefos betaner. Not the betaner echad as such. So I'm curious. I don't know what the mafarshim say. What the v'chule means, and maybe we should look at some other texts too. They toast to the parents and toast to the other things. See how they quote these things. Yes.
It sounds like when it comes to Rashi and the Rif, almost like they interpret Echad as meaning B'tan or B'ilvad, like only in
Etan. Ah, Rashi said that? I didn't pay attention. Rif doesn't have the gear sech, I don't think.
But the Rif says bilvad. He doesn't say echad. He says bilvad.
Right, but I don't know if he had the gear sech.
But if you, Rashi says afu betaner echad.
No, he says that Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, afu betaner echad binan, below b'shnei tanurim. No, right.
But he says you're going to ilfas betaner.
No, that means if it's cooked twice, it means if it's done in two different procedures, and the first one already did it, so the second one doesn't count anymore. I think Rashi is a stand-up shot. That's how I think.
According to Rashi, in a case when you do ilfas and then taner, is that considered taner echad or shnei tanurim?
Shnei tanurim.
That's so, the taner echad would mean the taner bilvad, only the taner.
Well, I understand that. But the question becomes, what are you coming to exclude? According to the simple reading of Gemara and Rashi, he's coming to exclude a case in which you already took care of it in a pan. So now you put it into a fire. It doesn't accomplish anything. It's ain isur chalal isur. You know, ain afia chalal tigun. Along those lines. That's a simple read. That's a simple read, Rabosa. Okay. Now Rabosa, this is going to be relevant to the Ramban, because the Ramban and the Mechametz, which we're going to get to now, does talk about these things, Rabosa. And we spoke about it, we read the Ramban a little bit yesterday. Today, we are focusing, Rabosai, on the Gemara in Masechta the Brachos, which some of you may or may not have. And if you don't have the Gemara Brachos, it's not terrible, because you have the Mishnah Berurah Beis, which you all had yesterday, I hope you still all have. We can follow up on that and those sources. But we'll see it there, okay? We'll see it there. If you have that printed sheet, which has the Magen Avraham's, that'll also be very, very helpful. So, again, I'm going to tell you the Gemara. The Gemara has truknin. If you remember yesterday's shiur, we ended with truknin. Truknin is a phrase which is found in the Ramban on numerous occasions. He compares, it's like a comparison of literature. He calls the Yerushalmi says truknin, and the Babi says truknin. They try to derive from one to the other. Fascinating Ramban, which we saw yesterday at the end of the shiur. But in order to be able to follow it up the best, I think the place to look is in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Brachos, because that's where we'll be able to see it, because the word truknin is found explicitly. It tells him a perish. So I'm going to look at the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Samach Ches, and there are various Gersos, Rabosai. There are various Gersos in the Sechta Brachos. So we'll see. We should look at the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Samach Ches Shiv Tezvach and see what his Gerso was. We'll see if we read it together. Have a look inside, please. Does everyone have today? I hope you have, because yesterday we all had the whole pile of the Mishnah Berurahs here. There's still a pile there?
There was. I think people took
it. People took it. Good. Thank you for bringing them. Truknin, the Hainu. Sha'osin guma v'kira. V'nosin v'kemechu mayim u'rovma v'nefesha. Okay, you make a hole, and you put in flour, and you put in water, and it bakes there. Okay? Fine. What is it? Mavarech olav bar mina mizanos brachas main shalosh. Timkava sudasu olav mavarech hamotzi hu birchas hamazon. That's what the Gemara calls kuva diara. Right, fine. The Gemara and brachas avlam et chesam et al. This is what we call truk. Fine. Avol teresa called our girsa. This truklin and teresa. The first two letters are the same, but then they go into different. What is teresa? The hainu. There's three different versions in. The whole sugya is over there. The Haina. Shalokhin kemach umayim. Umaor ben osa. The shofin alakira. Bumispashit ben efe. You take flour and oil. It's obviously very soft. And then you put it and it goes. Spreads out over the entire skillet or whatever you want to call the bottom hot surface. Ein olav toras lechem. Rabotai. It's not considered to be lechem. And therefore, says the Gemara in Brachos, says Lamed Zayin with Beis, it's potter menachala. That's not found over here because we're not learning Hilchos Chala. We're learning Hilchos Brachos now. But it does say in the Gemara, it's potter from Chala. Okay? Potter from Chala. Okay? And then it says, Ve'ein levorachin olav elaborei minim mezonos brachos men shalosh, and the Mechaba is, Bafilu kova sudaso olav. Kvias won't help. It will not help. Why won't it help? It's not lechem. It's not lechem. Truknin, the Mechaber says, Rabosai, is lechem. Trees is not lechem. Not gemina for chala. Chuk and Eschayev and Chalat Trishin's Potter. Nav Kamina for Amotzi v'Yakoveya. Right? Truknan, yes, and Teresa, no. Okay, that's what it says. That's what it says. Fine. This is very nice. Very nice. Fine. We have to analyze a number of very important points over here. Very, very important points. First one is the Mishnah Brura, Sivkot and Pekas. He refers to the Magen Avraham Mem, which I guess you're going to see. I am Magen Avraham Shekasav, Sheosin Blilos or Raka Ma'ot. So with Rabbo said there are two different levels of Bli L'Raka. Is Bli L'Raka plain, which if you bake it, it's Hamotzi? Is Bli L'Raka Ma'od, Rabbo said, which if you bake it, it's mezonos, unless you kovei a suda. If you kovei a suda, then what? Then it's hamotzi. So it's one step down. That's the Mishnah Berurah Peches, signing the Magen Avraham, Sivkot on Mem. Rabbo sign. Fine. Before we go any further and analyze, this is a bit of a complicated analysis, there is a fascinating Rambam. Let's read the Bi'alacha together. They ask you to see. Kenoch Lumayim. I am Magen Avraham. I've quoted Mishnah Berurah. V'daf. V'lefi ha-mavurah tamdinza b'Rambam. L'chore ein on ha-mukhrochim l'chiluk ha-shem Magen Avraham atin. Plain bli l'raka and bli l'raka mo. V'afil ein l'raka b'yoser. Afal pikein kol shalo kova im mavurah chole ha-moti. Why? V'zeh l'shon ha-Rambam perigimel. Quoted verbatim. Isa shenefa b'karka. Kibosha Aravim, Shochlem, and Boris Osim. Brackets. Upirish al Kuva the Ara. Hanema Betamel Vishokanok, Nimishal Kalosh and Arash Vatur. Vuhuhu. The same exact thing. Continues the Rama. Ho will the Ein Olea Tsuras Pas? Mivorech Olea Borim in the Mizonos? Vim Kova Bechuli. Who wants to guess what the Bechuli is? Anyone want to give a guess? Exactly. In Kava, I brought my Rambam. I brought my little trusty old-fashioned Rambam that I still have over here from the old years, before all the fancy Rambams. So I have the Rambam in Hilchos Brochus, Rabbi Osai. It's in Perik Gimel. I believe it's Halacha Tes in Hilchos Brochus. I'll read you what the Vechulei is. You guessed right, but let's just read what exactly it says over here. Okay, we'll find it. Brochus, Perik Gimel. Halacha Tes. Again, Vimkava Sudaso. 1 second. Get it exactly right. Vimkava Mizona Walea Mavarech Hamotzi. That's a verbatim quote of the Ram. Yes, sir.
Why does the Magen Avraham say it has to be talking about Akhila Rachmo? Because if it was not so thin, you would make Hamotzi.
That we have in Sifu Dal.
But it's not in this case with Kuva the Ara. It's not being cooked. It's not being baked in an oven. It's being made in the ground, which should be.
Well, that's the question. What's being made? Hold on, let's go slowly. Is that really true?
The Shulchan Aruch says there's a hole in the ground and you pour some.
He doesn't say any more than that. You're talking about what's called something which is made in the sun. That's found in Sif Tezai. That's treason.
In Tezvav.
Tezvav is not discussing. It's obviously not made in the sun. It's made with the fire. Okay, they make a fire in something which is in the ground, because the word chama is only found in the next sif. That's called trisa. This is another version of trisa. We're going to learn more in brachas. There are three different versions of trisa. Only one of truklin. Okay, yes, sir.
He says guma bakira. Isn't that like a muffin? Like a hole in the.
It could be. Yeah, that's a nice shot. Right. Very good. Good. There is a fire. There seems to be no question about it. Because he says, "Befer, look at Mishnah Berurah Peches. Kol shel besof afuya betana." Obviously he's assuming that way. Okay, Rabbi Osai, the problem with the Rambam is a major problem. I saw. I looked in the Frankel Rambam. The Frankel Rambam on Ava, which I couldn't find anyone in Beit Medrash on our floor, was not there. But I looked it up at home. He has much more than Zmanim. They quoted the Minchas Yitzchak. Wow! Dayan Weiss, the Chvon Levroch from the Badatz. And Yishalayim HaKodesh. He has the Kash, I think, in his Chelik Aleph, who was still a rabbi, I think, in Manchester, maybe even in Europe. Who knows where it was from? That he doesn't understand the Rambam. The Rambam says, he quotes the Loshen. What did he say? He says, Hol Ve'en, last line, Hol Ve'en Olet Tzuras Pas. The Minchas Yitzchak, it was no Tzuras Pas. How do you make Hamotzi if you Koveh on it? It's not Tzuras Pas. Yes?
Who says that Tzuras Nama is required for Hamotzi?
Hamotzi Lechem, has to be Lechem.
It is Lechem.
Usually we assume, that's how Rabbi Weiss assumes, Rabbi Weiss Shalit Sassal says, Ein Oled Tzuras Pas means it's not called Lechem.
I mean,
that's what I would have said.
The Rambam,
not called Lechem, I'm going to call Motzei Lechem in Aretz. It's a contradiction.
I mean, the Rambam, I think, is learning that Gula Ba'alma, I mean, literally Gula means it's like a mush. So the Rambam is probably learning that Gula Ba'alma means that it's a mush and that it doesn't have Tzuras in Anma. But it's quite clear that if you're Koveya Suda, that
begs the question. How is it possible that it should be Ein Oleh Tzuras Pas at the same time you make Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz to be Koveh Asud? That's the question. The answer is semantics. Once again, Rama has the words Tzuras Pas in a number of places here in Paragimel in Hilchos Brachos, and it means, you know, the same word doesn't mean it doesn't have the same orthodoxy, if I may use that expression, as others have in terms of what Tzuras Pas is. And others have, it's not Tzuras Pas, forget about it. You never make a Motzei Lechem in Aretz. Rambam doesn't hold that way. Even the previous halacha. Rambam speaks about Shenikibem Shein Pas Lo Nishtani Tzurasa. And then in the Sefer he has the next line, O She'ovar Tzurasa Pas the Bishul. This theory is B'nei Obey in Halacha Ches, the previous halacha. The answer is that in the Rambam the word Tzuras Pas does not mean the same as it means in other people's lexicons. It's missing something or other. Perhaps we'll get to it maybe tomorrow, and we'll get to it today, what it might be missing. But it's not an insurmountable obstacle to Hamotzi. It's missing. It's not exactly, it doesn't resemble Pas completely, and never knocks it down to Mizonos. If you convey a Suda, they can bring it back up again to the level where you can make Hamotzi. It's not a knockout blow, the fact that it lacks Tzuras Pas. There's no other choice, otherwise Rambam is a Pella. I have to tell you that they also quoted in the Frank Rambam, Reb Leib Malin Zatzal has a piece on it in his Solution of Brachos. What he says to me is Sisrei Torah. He says it has Tzuras Pas, but it's also Ma'aseh Kedeira, and if it loses its Hamotzi, I didn't understand it that way at all. But it's a fancy Shtickle Torah he has, Simon Vav in his Solution on Shas. And I thought, no, we just have to redefine the terms of Rosa. The term Tzuras Pas Rambam clearly means different things in different contexts, and you can't go with absolutes, and that's the Pashup Shah. I mean, that's Shitas Aram. Fine. The truth is, Rabbi Osai, the Rif in Brachos has a different girsa. I asked you to see the Rif in Brachos. The word Trupna is added to the word Trisa. Trisa. He says, Trisa is Ptura Michal. Then he says, Trisa the Ara is brought me to Mizonos. If you're Koveya, Hamotzi and Yotzi Matz. So you state in the Rif. And if you didn't see it in the Rif, you saw it in the sea. You saw it again if you looked in the Tur, which is in the sea. The Tur seems to be based upon the gears of the Rif, which is a little surprising because his father was the Rosh. What a different gears. But that's how the Bach says. I'm reading through the in here, Kuf Samaches, I have my Tur. Listen to this. Siv Tezvav. Truknin. Who as she'osin guma v'kira v'nosin v'kemach v'mayim v'marvim v'nefes v'chay v'chala. He had the word chay v'chala. The Shulchan was a kitzit. We're not going to hechot chala now. U'mavarach olam ha'motzi v'od imotzi v'chavasa v'pesach. Kemen shu maguma v'skapsin yachav v'nasik v'pas gom. Sure, regular pas. Avot trisa shabli loso rako who shalokin kemach v'mayim v'marvim v'nosin v'shofin v'nosin v'alakira who nispashit v'nefa Ein alav toras lechem. Okay? U'mevarachin alav bori minim ezonos. Okay? So far, so good. The last line is the killer. Vim koveas udaso alav Mivarech Hamotzi v'Shalosh Brachos. How does this compare with the Shulchan Aruch about Teresa? Now, what do you say? What does Shulchan Aruch say about this very point? The opposite. Nu, the Beis Yosef says something incredible. It's literally incredible. It's mamash incredible. I'll read you the words from the Beis Yosef. I ask you to see the Beis Yosef. It's incredible. Lefichach tzarech loma. Shemashakasa Rabbeinu v'mkoveya sudasu olam avorach hamotziya. Yeah. Atruk ninkoi. Huh? Going back on the previous page. It's mind-boggling. Trukni said, I mean, each one is 4 or 5 lines. They're not small excerpts here. We'll read it one more time. Trukni v'shos n'givakum v'kira v'nosn v'chemech v'mayim v'marvim v'nefes v'chayim v'chalim v'rachal v'amotzi v'adam yotz v'chavosov v'pesach kev and shul v'guma v'skaps and yachav v'nasim v'pas gama. He ready to make a motzi and both say, without kriya suda. How are we going on Trukni? And then he says, Teresa. What goes back on before? Come on, Rabbi Yosef Karo. Come on. Have an Abib Shad Natur. Come on. I mean, we love Rabbi Yosef Karo. We follow him completely. Shulchan Aruch. How can Abib Shad in the words of the Tur? He raised it before Mavarach Lavamot. Now he's limiting it. Lo boel lefarish shemashakasa betchila truklin mevarach lelamotzi and adapted with the kavus kas lalei but no kavalo with 5 lines in between. But Teresa, forget about it. Kainir ali shonu mechrochem lidchok. He admits it's a dochak. It's a capital D, dalid. The whole letter, the whole word is capped. Capital dalid vav ches kuf. Every letter in capitals. Well, the first of Rabbeinu. Afal P that he concedes, Shemipshat Devar of Eino Nira Kain, I would say that in a big way. I mean, you know, I'm into Dochaks, but this takes the cake, not cake, I'm not sure what it is exactly. Takes the whatever it is, takes the pas, not the pas, the lechem, not the lechem. This is unbelievable Docha. But what can you do? If Yosef Kar is stuck, he doesn't understand any other way out, he can't figure another way out. What a tremendous Docha. The Bach says, no! The Bach said he had the Rifs Girsa. He said the Rabbi Yosef Kar was wrong. The Shulchan Aruch was wrong. He starts making different things. No. Girsa is a Rif Iker. Who Kamosha Pirsha Rabbeinu. That's the Girsa is a Rif. The Girsa is a Rif says Trisa is Pata Menachala. And Trisa the Ara, which is exactly the same thing. If you have enough of it, you make Hamotzi Lechem. Min haaretz. Only one thing. Rabbeinu Yonah, as I asked you to see, said differently. Rabbeinu Yonah, because he was stuck with his kasha, said Teresa is one thing, and Teresa the Ara is something else. Two different Teresas. How do you like these guys? Teresa's plain Teresa, and Teresa the Ara. Plain Teresa is garnished, and it's not lechem. It's never will be lechem. Lo lohoya lo hova velo yia lechem. No matter what you do, it'll never be lechem. Stand on your hands with wood and nickels and eat until doomsday. It's never going to be lechem. And there's no hamotzi lechem ever and ever and ever and ever again. Teresa the Ara is something different. That's what Rabbi Yonah says. And the Torah says, no, you're putting me on. It's all the same thing. 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 What's it then? It's potter from chala, afal pikein. If you eat enough of it, it creates a shame lechem. Can you imagine this? Mm-hmm. The kviyas itself is creating a shame lechem. The Bach said it. I would have thought it's impossible to say this. But the Bach was a tremendous gong, and he said it. And the simple read of the Rambam of the Torah is that way. He says Teresa, what? Trukdin is one thing. Okay, pas gama, Teresa blila raka da ain't a love Torah lechem. It's not like a, and despite that fact, you make a motzi and shalosh brachos if you kaveya. It's like this how you learn the Rambam. We had the Rambam before. The Rambam said what? There's no tzuras pas. We saw the belachol of the Rambam. V'im kaveya mizan olav hamotzi gavul, but it's not lechem. Rabosai, the power of human intervention. A human being can take something which is not lechem and make it into lechem. How? Just keep eating. Keep on trucking. Keep on eating and eating and eating and eating. And all of a sudden it becomes lechem. This is so, to me, so counterintuitive. But that's what it sounds like it says over here. Ein lev toras lechem. So therefore, what? Presumably it's potem and achala, presumably. It's a contrasted truchtim. And it's mizonos. Despite that, you still make hamotzi v'shalosh brachas. I read the Lash of the Bach, who says it even more clearly. So the real pshat is that the Torah followed the Rif, and he gives you the Rif's Lash. Trisa p'turim and achal. Trisa diara, you make mazonos and mikoveya hamotzi. Yotzi on Pesach. And don't tell me that Trisa diara is a tol sofer. She said kuva diara. Can't be, it's not a tol sofer. Fine. And don't tell me that Rabbi Nion is right, that the two different things is Teresa and Teresa Diara. Come on! Go away! That's not true. So therefore, he says as follows. Look what he writes. He says it is as follows. Lav lechemu en mevorach el bar mizonos. Elam came the kava tzudasalei, the oz came on the kava, havale lechem, even for Pesach for matzah. And this is the Rambam Shita. He quotes the Rambam verbatim. Ein lav tzuras pas, kava mazonim make amotzi. Shine. No difference in truk and trisa. Holach bedarko shalarif, as he usually does. Who only writes trisa diara, which is isa shenevas bekarka, as the Arabim do it. Trukin is nothing to talk about. It's a lechem gomer. It's not found anywhere in the Rif and the Rambam. It's not found there. And the Torah lacked the girsa of the Rif and the Rambam against its father. Against its father, and he bears his diukim and mesugas and brachos. Wow! I have to say that as much as we are all Rav Yosef Karaman, as we are brought up with the Shulchan Aruch, in the Torah itself, the Bach reads much more smoothly. And it reads that way in the Rif, and it reads that way in the Rambam. That's the Pashup Shah. The Pashup Shah, Rabos. The Pashup Shah. The Pashup Shah. Now, the same Rambam. Yes, I'm sorry.
Does Kfilat Suda also affect the Din for Challah, or it just makes it
happen? Presumably not. Now, it's amazing. The same Rambam, which I brought you my old trusty Rambam, Perigim Alachates, has another case. The case is pas abor bekistin. Anyone know what that means? Pas abor bekistin? We'll call it cookies, okay? Just for the lack of a cookies. Right? You have chocolate chip cookies. You have four cookies. You make parmesanos and alamichim. You have 40 cookies. You have to wash hamotzi and alamichim. So it says in Shulchan Aruch. We read it yesterday. We saw it in Kuf Samaches Sif Vav. Okay? The Rambam quotes in that very same halacha. Hilchos Brachos, Perek Gimel. Halacha test, exactly the same halacha that we quoted from before. It's quoted in the Bir Halacha. He adds Pasav Abakistin. And he says as follows. Okay, what is his version of Paskistin? He called it Isha Shaloshah Bidvash or Bishaman or Bacholov or Ira Babi Nitavlin Vafov or Nikos Pasav Abakistin. Tells him a fairish. Afa Pishu Pas. That is Pas. Mevorech Olea Bore Minimizonos. Vim Kova Sudos Olea Rachamotzi. At the before Shigamar. But it's an interesting thing in the Rambam. Here he says pas already from the beginning. It's pas. Despite the fact that it's pas, it's only mazonos. They knocked it down. Kaveh suda motzi. And the ratio, he said, ain't on that is pas. But the bottom line is the same. The kaveh is hamotzi. Yes.
Maybe hamotzi isn't the bracha that we make on lechem, or a bracha that we make on pas, it's a bracha that we make on suda.
Then why is hamotzi lechem in hearts? He's saying a Kiddush. What are you saying a Kiddush? The bracha of Amotzi is a bracha on a Suda. You know what? Rashi and Chumash in a few places that all food is called Lechem. Right? Lechem Rav, Rashi Pasuk of Daniel. No, Rashi and Chumash. It's supposed to be Chumash and Rashi. You guys, you know Chumash and Rashi by heart? You have to know that for your
Rashi, Rashi by Yaakov and Laban.
Right?
They meet on the Gal there.
Right?
It says that.
Lechem, any food, because the Pesach of Daniel, correct? I think so. I think that Rashi quotes, if I'm not mistaken. So what the Arya is saying, Achidish Nifli, that's in Ramba. Hamotzi Lechem, it's not to be Lechem. Because it's making bracha on the Suda Betzim, yes?
You can also maybe bring a Raya from the Gemara and Bracha, which says that B'dieved on dates, you can say Hamotzi B'dieved.
Why is it you're going to be bench?
No,
it's Gemara Bracha is by benching. By benching. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, didn't we see it? Didn't I quote from Avadja? I quoted Avadja last week in passing. Did I not?
Yeah, you can make.
B'dieved, the guy made a motzi lechem on what?
Any grain based
product. Even oats, he said.
Oats. Quoted it. He also said Rav Moshe holds that way.
Right. So I didn't look that up. We have to look that up. So remind me. You have to get that. Get those makaros for me if you can. Give them to me after the Shia. Look it up. That'll be amazing. I couldn't believe it. How can it be? But if it is, it could be based on that my Rashi and Chumash. Everything's lecha. That would solve this Rambam too. That's very good. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Maybe just repeat the difficulty in the Rambam and Gimel Pekim Halacha test.
Well, the difficulty was just resolved. I mean, the difficulty is if it's how can you call it lecha if it's not lecha? That's what a Vinchas Yitzchak is. He had no answer. It's not lecha. It's not bread. It's the Rambam says no tzuras pas. So the answer is being suggested. If you have a suda, even though it's taka not lechem, but the yevad of oats is good. Maybe it's even good to chatchila. If it works for oats, even if assume that oats is the same as potatoes, yeah. So I knew about that by Mazonis. That's a chayotim. That's famous. That Mazonis works with the yevad for potatoes because it's meat and design. That's famous from chayotim. But it works. Oats lechem also works. He quoted from Rav Moshe and Rav Avadja and somebody else. He had three sources, if I'm not mistaken. And we'll have to look them up again and see what the sources are and see what it says. Maybe they quote my Rashi in Chumash, right? We'll have to look it up. That's a possible answer. Very good. But I want you to open your Minchas Chinuch to see Chidushim Nifloyim and Aroim you have it in front of you. I gave away my last copy, so I thought Hashem brought up the old-fashioned Minchas Chinuch. You all have it. Everyone has it? If you don't have it, your neighbor certainly does. We gave enough copies to everybody. One more? One more. Who wants one more? Who's missing? Anyone missing it? In the back. They're missing in the back. Okay. What page is it? What's the name of the page on top? Cut off? Sam of Gimel. Okay. Hine, look at this. And yeah, if you should look at the Magen Avraham too, because it's primarily about the Magen Avraham. Hine, dikta garava machava makosu lecha lecha matzah. Everyone with me? I'm starting from the top. Sarach shiyah lechem, avada. Of course, lechem oni. Avada. Has to be lechem oni. Okay? Fine. You don't bench, you don't wash, you don't bench, it's not called lechem, so there's no good. Look at Brochus Lama Zai by Chavitza. What does it say over there? You have Pirurim, don't have a Kazayis, you have a Kamotzi. And they ask Akasha against him, for what? Yostech of a smatza. You love lechem ulin yin amotzi, heichi, you have your lechem ulin matzah. You see, mefurish in the Gemara. It's not lechem for amotzi, it's not lechem for matzah either. Ha-karachach, keva, da have your lechem ulin matzah. It must be for amotzi too. But for us, it's done. Well, heichi, the lo have your lechem ulin amotzi, guaranteed, lo have your lechem ulin matzah. The mefurish in the Gemara. You have a lechem ulin matzah, but gam can lechem ulin amotzi. Look at kufsa mekes, if you dal, what's going on called lechem, chalut, rashos and brothers, barim, it's fine. Vida. You with me? Big letters with that. The afim lo havi lechem in amotzi. Lo havi lechem in amatzi, yeah. The havi lechem in amatzi. Havi nam lechem in amotzi. Kim avu b'shtu g'shei v'esi. Mi kol makom. Dafkoim lo havi lechem b'shum inyan. The gabi amotzi. B'vada lo havi lechem in amatzi. Okay. Im havi pam lechem in amotzi. Kigon. Pasad bo b'kisnin. Dim kova sudosim v'orach amotzi. In Cain, have you lechem in your matzah? Below Arminon, Cave in the below Kabbalah, have you lechem in Cain, have you lechem in your matzah? Zeno, look at the Gemara. Kuba, the Ara, you make a mizonos, Mazutra was Kovea Suda. And then also in Shalosh Brochus, Abravashi says, V'odam Yotibo, they covessa be Pesach, my time, a lechem only Karin and Bain. It's supposed to Rambam and it was Brochus by Kuba, the Ara. Vavochin ala barmin in mizonos, and kova sudas the baruch amotzi, and perig vavi writes, and nefagabe kaka, yosu de chomas matza, ayin chom, chazina, af da havi lechem in your matza, mikomako, lo mikri lechem in your amotzi, rak bekovalov, aval kopona bekovalov, vada idin lechem yeshlo, Kevan da avi lecha minin matzal koch yesh lechem din min ha-Torah. Kenin ha-motzi nami, rak nasagi yim yielo din lechem bekova lin ha-motzi, ublo kova lin ha-lechem, bekom gavi lechem minin ha-matzal, gam nin ha-motzi bekova. Look at Torah Orachayim, by Kuva Diara, Beis Yosef Truchtin, the two of the Kuva Diara, Filo lo kova vrochan ha-motzi, Mab Rav Ashi Cholek, Henke Nasa Rambam, fine. Shangut. Rabbi Osai, what's the reason for this? What's the reason? What's the reason for this then, Rabbi Osai? It's sufficient that it's considered to be lechem when you convey a suda in order to be yotzei mitzvah matzah with one kazayis and penseda night. What's just the reason? Let me first read you Rabbi Kivagas, which I think is the emes. The voice of the Menachas Chinuch, which is a chiddush nifla, which that's the one that's rid of the emes on that. On that Magana, you know what? I'm going out of order. We gotta have a Magana Avraham first. I'm gonna skip a little bit. I'm skipping for a reason. Okay. Let's take a look. We're skipping by Hanira and starting with Yotze. Okay? I'm skipping for a reason. The Yotze Lana Obize. The called Pas, Abo, Bekistin, Apapish, and Mimoch, and Amoti, Mikomagom. Yotzi lechavatzi lepesach. Why? Kevin the bekova mevorach and amotzi mamotzi. Be'emes havi lechem in your matzah. Gamli namotzi bekova. Ein kufsa mechesti lepasach bekistin. Uvezeh meyusha ma'shiksham avan avram sivkon tezayim. Rabbi says, if you open up the flip side of your page, you'll get the Magen Avraham. It's the very first one I ask you to see. It's tezayim. Let's look it up. I'm going to read it from the original source. Old fashioned Shulchan Aruch. You guys can read it from the top. Source, right? Tezayin is the first one? Am I correct?
Yeah.
I'm going to read you from here. Sivkot and Tezayin. What's Tezayin going on? Tezayin is going on Siv Zayin. What's considered to be Paskistin? Isa, and the words of the Shulchan Aruch are important. She'irev bo dvash. O shemen, o cholov, o mine tavlin vafo. You hear what I said? Did you hear every word I said? Whoever has a photographic memory should jump. It was a photographic. A memory that remembers every word that I just said a few minutes ago when I read the Rambam. So when I read you the Rambam, I'm telling you that you'll see it in the Rambam in a second, but I want to read you the Rambam. I repeat. The Mechaber, you can see this in your Mishnah Berurah. Open up the Siman Kuf Samaches Siv Zayin. You all have it there in front of you. It's right in front of your notes. Kuf Samaches Siv Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch is saying of what the second view was Paskistin. The first view is that it's filled, like a cherry pie. You know, it's a hard pie crust. Then some say, Isa She'erev Bodvash O Shemen O Cholov O Minitam Vafo. Okay? That's the Lashon of the Mechaber. Who said so? Look on the side. Tzadi Rambam Peregim Milchus Brochus. It's true. Rabbi Yosef Kar quoted from the Rambam. Now, maybe the Rambam itself, in the original form, and Ilchus Brachas Rav Osai, Perek Gimel, Halacha Tes, the same one we saw before. The same one was the second half of that same Rambam. I'm read you the Losh. Listen to every word. Isa Shalosha, B'dvash, O B'shemen, O B'cholav, O She'ire, B'amine Tavlin Vafo. It's called Paskistin. What changed? Same thing, no? Is it the same thing? You look in the Shulchan Aruch, and I'm reading the Rambam. V'chein Isa shalosha b'dvash o b'shemen o b'cholov o she'irev o b'minitam v'afo. What changed? Yes. No. Exactly. The Rambam threw in the word Erev later, Erev later on by Tavlin. When it came to the first three, dvash shemen o cholov, he said, Shalosha, not She'ire. You might think it's inconsequential. Wait till the Magen Avraham has to see what he has to say. See what he has to say about this Rav, with this Rav Yosef Kar. He's not a happy camper. Oh no. Let's look together in the Magen Avraham. Rav Osai Tez Zad. Koshe, the Rambam biatma posak perik vav in the Chos Chomis. Matzah Shalosha b'mei Peiris. Yotze b'deicha v'ase b'pesach. We saw that Rambam. As long as it's not what? As long as it's not what? Yayin, shemen, cholav, and vash. Rambam's not komata shiri yotze. Famous. Okay. Uvigamar brochas amazayim v'beiz mashma. Sas. V'imikri lechem linyan matzah. Huadin l'inyan hamotzi. We saw that by chavitza. V'chein mashah b'rambam perek vav din zayin. I am Shaman with Brachas of Lama Zion and Bates. I am Ashka Safdi Simakuf Tzadivav. The old Kosher. The Imkain Yochel with Pesach. Lo Yitztarach Lavarach Brichas Amozim. Lamash became the Simon Kuf Peches. If you forget Al Yalav Yovel, you have to go back. That's his cash. Now before we go any further, we're going to go back, flip the page around again, flip the page one more time, look at Michal Simcha. Hiksha Magan Avraham, or Mashi the Rambam Kan Alaf Hazayim, Shekos of Zach Klal, Im Ein Mevorach and Birchas HaMozim, Ein Yotzin Yidei Chobos Matzo, Vechei Mashi Vigam Avrachas, Moshe Kosav Deliel Behel Bid Chamak Shemir Abrais Lidei Reyosu Bechavitza, right? But Rambam Kan Alaf Hei Kosav, the matzah shalosha b'mei peiris. Yotze dechavos matzah. The kevash yotze dechavos matzah. Hakoch avi lechem yin amotzi. V'yeich posach din nilosha b'mei peiris. Avi pasach bo b'kisnin. Uvmkomas anal mashma kol echid avi lechem yin matzah. Avi lechem yin amotzi ayin shom. This is the kash of the Magen Avraham. Says in Michal Shchinuch, it's no kash. Uve'emes lo kosha klal k'moshe kasavnu. The chol hechid have lechem in matzah, have lechem in amozi bekova olav. As the Amorites of Nichols brachas, kuva the Amor v'och and amim is onus, ubekova v'och amozi. And here perek vav v'chama to matzah, yosu v'ani dechomas matzah, v'tomati me'od mima'ore neinu, the Mohan Avram, eich nela mimenu divi arambam, the sovi b'feirish, the afogav, the yosu dechomaso, Mikomakom Avroch and Borim in the Mizonas and Lobakova by Kuba the Arab. So too, Gamisa Shinilosha, we made Paris, Nami Yotze Chavas Matza, who will call him Avroch Amoti. Yimlam Baruch Mizonas, who emes the Ezra Hashem Yizbarach. So writes the Holy Minchas Minach. Who preceded him to the, who beat him to the punch, but for a different reason, we'll see soon. The Rabbi Kivega. Kivega on that very same moment I wrong. Dafka ma de lo havi lechem klal. Then you have to go on orez, it's made from rice. Lo havi lechem yin matzah. Avo pasa bo b'kisnin, de b'kova olei mevorach amotzi, havi lechem gomur. It's lechem gomur, it's always lechem gomur. And yotzi matzah, mefur shigamar, brachos lamuches. And he said that Evan Ozer says exactly the same thing. Evan Ozer came even before Rabbi Kivei. The Evan Ozer is found in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. Kivega tells you to look there. And Evan HaOzer, paragraph beginning, Dahashta, we'll see if we can find it quickly, as I'm not going to spend too much. Here's Evan HaOzer. Hold on. This is Kuv Samech S. Hold on a second. Now, Dahashta, he's saying as follows. The Magen Avraham had his dochak. We'll see what his dochak is. The big dochak. What's the real answer? Based on the Beis Yosef. What did the Beis Yosef say? The Beis Yosef says like this. Lo tekinu chazal v'chule. What do you mean lo tekinu chazal v'chule? I'm meaning to, if I can find the whole quote over here. One second. I'm just trying to find it here in the Evan Ozer to be quoted earlier. I'm telling you what it says. I'll tell you what the Bechule is in a minute. Lo tekinu chazal Bechule. Oh, here's the Bechule. Afal gab nimchalo matzah. Kori lechem gomor. After the nilsh b'yayin v'shemen, it is. It's of course it's lechem. After the lo tekinu chazal avarach amotzi v'kam avrachos ela belechem the regilin lekvoa olov ayin shom. Rabbosai, the chazal said if it's not lechem you kovea olov. Rabbosai, then what? They were not metakein. What? They were not metakein amotzi, and they were not metakein birchas amozer. This is exactly what the holy Eben Ozer says, Rabbi Osai. This is what he says. He asked me a kasha. Meiridik. What do you mean, Rabbanon? Birchas amozer is daraisa. When you had your four cookies for a snack yesterday, you made a burmin and mezonis, that's okay. It's Rabbanon. When you made ala michya, you, What happened to the din of birchas amozer daraisa? How can the chacham come along and say, people don't usually have a whole meal of chocolate chip cookies, so they took away the benching daraisa? What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that? Tremendous kasha. Who has this kasha? Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Where? In his comment on the Eben HaOzer. Comes up with a whopper chiddush. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. One of two things. Either by Torah law, even in Lechem Gomer, v'savata is needed. What does the savata mean? What's that called? Acherim regilim l'svoa. And if you didn't have that much, so it's no chi of the raisa. So you had a little bit of cookies, four cookies, to make alamichya, it's good enough, it's rabbana. Or, and there are rishonim hold that way, then with the raisa, even as kazayis is chayv and benching, min haTorah yotzin bebrocha mein shalosh, the ein minyan brochas da raisa. Pick your poison. You have to take one of two things. Either you assume, rabbosa, listen carefully, that there's no chi of the raisa unless you have a vachalda besavata. If you have only a few cookies that you make alamich, it's not chiv the rice at all. Or you're the other way around. The midaraisa alamich is good enough. Because alamich mentions food, and it mentions Eretz Yisrael, and it mentions Yerushalayim. If it's only one baruch, it's good enough midaraisa. Ain't many baruchas midaraisa. So writes the holy Rabbi Akiva Eiger as a comment on the Eben HaOzer. How do you like that? How do you like that? Then he wants to know, so why by suffix do you bench? Why don't you say that alamich is good enough? If it's assume it's daraisa, he quotes the same as spoken by yesterday, like by Krishma. Didn't I quote yesterday by Krishma? The Mishnah Berurah compared. Am I correct? Compared to Krishma, that famous piece we saw. He has the same thing already. Rabbi Akiva Eiger said the same thing. Look at Simon son of Zion. Once saying Shema, they with the brachas too. My ridik. This is Hagos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Dufus Johannesburg, and it's found in some Shulchan Aruch, on the Shulchan Aruch, and here it's found in the back of the Eben HaOzer. I remember once being so frustrated. I was once saying a Shia, and I'm looking at a super fancy Shulchan Aruch for Rabbi Akiva. I can't find it. I said, how can it be? My simple, old-fashioned one has it. The answer is put to the back by the Eben HaOzer. I think my brother was in the audience at the time and said, look in the back by the Eben HaOzer. He knew where to find it. So you have to have a Talmud Chacham who not only knows what it says, but where it says it. I don't know, I look at the Shulchan Aruch upside down, turning, can't find it. Look at the back by the Eben HaOzer. That's what they printed in the fancy Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Everyone with me so far? This, I hold, is on Mitzvah Shel Torah. Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It's always Lechem. But with the Beis Yosef, they weren't metaken to make a benching and both of Lechem and Aruch, because it was not there to be Kovei on it. That's all. It's meant for a snack primarily. How old is that Mitzvah Shel Torah? But I have to tell you, although this knocks over the Mogen Avraham's kasha as he does, the Minchas Chinuch is coming from a different place. He's at the same word from a different, completely different angle, and his angle is quite problematic. That's why I wanted to save the problematic up. So I skipped the paragraph on purpose. I skipped the paragraph. Okay, let's now turn to see the paragraph that I skipped. Just flip the page around again. We'll count it. We'll try to do both. Have to do both of the papers. You know, flipping back and forth. Okay. Let's go back first to the thing that we skipped. Vanira near is daiti. Everyone see Vanira in big bold letters? He's gonna give it a shot in this din. Hatam is it. The inyan matzah nikre lechem. Who the inyan hamotzi edo ala bekeva. Why? The be'emes gabe matzah mada habi lechem eno ala bekova. Afal pi shein ochel ela kazayis, mikoma kom keva de mitzvah lechel kazayis, ha mitzvah kvaa. What an incredible shabbat! It's brilliant. It's genius. It's inventive. It's creative. Which is true. He's saying over here that it's not called a kviyas stam. If I eat matzah today, it's not a kviyas. It's the same amount of matzah. Say tonight, the Torah is koveit. And you find the comparable content when it comes to the first night of Sukkot. Tetzvav, tetzvav. Truth, Taralat says, Afa pisha mutalechol akidas arachot to Sukkah. Hanukkah baits of Yosem Mikazayas. The Kamaka Balayla Arishin. Kaven Shemitzu lechol kazayas. Havalei keva. V'osu lechol kazayas to Sukkah. Ayin bebeis Yosef. Wow. Ken hachi nami b'leil rishon shel Pesach, hakazayis matzah shel mitzvah, ein lecha keva gadol mizeh. Look at the Beis Yosef. Wow. So the mitzvah is koveya. So he gave it a din lechem, nina motzi b'keva. Below keva lo. But here, even b'keva, it's, oh, boom. This is only this case. Avomash afilu b'keva b'kova. Ein dino kolechem, nina motzi. There's chavitza. Vada the gabi matzah, gam ken ein dino kolechem. You the gabi matzah dino kolechem, al kocha dino kolechem, nina motzi, bekova, gam ken lechem. Nina matzah tzorech lechem. Al ken bevada tzorech, gam ken nina motzi, bekova, kama matzah. Kizi yesh lomar, ten yoch och al kuva di arba la rishon shal Pesach, lo tzidech avasa, ob la rishon shal Sukkis, af teina och al rak kazayis, mikol makom mevorech alav ha motzi, vishalash brachos. Ide mitzvahs haTorah nasa keva kemo shebiyan liel. What a wapa chiddush! Oh, wapa chiddush for both sides. It's not lechem. He's assuming on both sides. He's assuming the phraseology of the Bach. Right? It's not lechem. When you kovei, you make it lechem. Oh, I'm still an old-fashioned Jew. You can't make things with the lechem. I prefer B'Kivegas formulation, the Beis Yosef's formulation. It was always lechem. But they were metaken and lechem. You're not normally kovei on. You don't have to wash. You don't have to make a motzi. You don't have to bench. I bench it the rice, but you took care of it. This is my preferred formulation. However, the Menachas Chinuch following the footsteps of the Bach is a different formulation. You can make something which is not lechem into lechem, maybe kovei suit on it. Hmm. Yes.
So if according to that shot of Mikilego that. Don't just need
lechem,
you also need the
sabbat
in order to make a
motzi. No, in order to be chayav
derice, you need
sabbat.
Oh, but through Rabbanu, okay.
Sure.
Okay, so.
For the rice. This is what it says. I have to tell you, Rabbi Osai, I have to tell you, it's a very big chiddush, this part. It may be relevant if you look at the sefer of the stipple of the Kilas Yaakov and Brochus, Simon, Tes, Zion. He discusses the issue, Rabbi Osai, which is found briefly in the very last paragraph on this page. V'ole the dina gamkein v'ochol v'leil pesach kazayis trupdin kuva diyaro pasu v'kistin v'yotze obolel rishon shol sukkah shachol v'sukkah paskazu av shol kamarach al kazayis v'mek amotzi v'chas amotzi. Now look at the side. You run out. On the side it says sudas yomtiv v'pas habo v'kistin. On the other side, he says he thinks that Yontif Yontif a pass from Berachos Amazon. A pass kisnin, you have to have kedei kviyus, otherwise you're not chayiv in Berachos Hamazon. He suggests back and forth. The stipple and Simon Tazayin discusses this too, and Berachos discusses this issue as well. He also is not a big fan of the Michas Chinuch at all. I don't have it in front of me. I forgot to bring it from down. Maybe bring it tomorrow. I'll read it to you. He said the proper formulation is a Rabbi Kivegas. Paskis and always was Pas. What helps support the opinion of the Michas Chinuch and the Bach is that funny Rambam that we had before. It's not Lechem, right? It's not no Tzuras Pas, but if you have enough of it, you make a Motzi Lechem and Aretz, which means you make it into Lechem. Either because Lechem means all food, as Arya suggested, or somehow it's made into Lechem. See, you can't say your trick for matzah, are you? For the text of the motzi lechem, no, it's new. But to be careful, you have to matzah with tricks. You have to lechem rav and pasuk and daniel to now help you to be able to admit some lechem on. Lechem on is clearly bread, not potatoes. So, the kids, I'm just giving you another maramaka. Maybe tomorrow we'll bring it in and see what it says and go into that particular trial. Okay, Rabbi Osai? So far, so good. Everyone with me so far? Good. Please turn now to the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Mem Aleph. You have in front of you the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Mem Aleph. Is that the last one on the page? Okay. Got the first one, and now the last one. We haven't finished yet. We're not done yet. The first one, and the last one. What's Mem Aleph going on? You have to know what's going on. Mem Aleph is found in Siman Kuf Samech Ches, Sif Tezvav, where it says over here, the last five words, Trisa, Vafilu Kova, says again, Meg Mazonis and Alamichya, Afilu Kova Sudaso Olaf, says the Magen Avraham, Vitur Kosav Dim Kova Lavavarach Amosi, I read it to you, Rabbi Yosef Cholek Olaf. He's not going to give it to this two. You think he believed for a second what the Beis Yosef said at the last five words in Kova Mavarach Hamotzi refers back to Truknin? Come on. He dismisses it without even a response. He calls the Beis Yosef being cholik on the tour. Beis Yosef, me cholik on the tour? Chas v'shalom. That last line goes back on the previous page. He's not even gerus. And then he says, "V'li nira da'adin imo." Who's imo? The Torah. The Torah is right. That against the Mechaber. Why? The Harosh, the Ramban, the Rif. Lo chilku l'din amot. What is lo chilku? Lo chilku between one and what? Between Truknin and Trisa. That's what it means. Lo chilku between Truknin and Teresa, I read you the Machzah Shekel. Adin Imo with the tour. Lo Chilku Barcelona Ben Truknin the Ben Teresa. No distinction. Linyan Amotzi. Only by Chala. The Galo Ikilu Betresa Linyan Chala. Lo Mikvi Lechem. Kevin Sheshofen also. Aval Achar Afia. Lechem Gomahu Ikava Olav. The Dami Leisa Shani Loshe Bemei Paris. The Ptura Mechala Laharosh Afilahachi Kikavala Mavarach Hamotzi. What's he saying over here? He's saying Chala has nothing to do with Lechem. Chala requires every Sosechem. Back to our old Lundus. But here, if you have a Dlila Raka followed by an Afia, it's Lechem Gomer. Now, the Magen Avraham is a bit difficult. What's difficult about it? He calls it an Afia? Kind of an Afia. It says, Shofin alakiru mispashet v'nefer. True, the word nefer is being used, but the Mechabos, that's not really called an Afia. It's not an Afia. It's not really a tanner. It's just Shofin alakiru on a flat surface. It doesn't consider it to be an Afia. And he says that the Beis Yosef misquoted the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. You imagine that? That's a sharp attack. What do many Yerukim say? Truptin Merachan Mimzons. In Kova Hamot. It's like Tchilasa Sufkin, Vesofa Sufkinin, Shepotra Michala, make a borrowing of Mimzons. Avotrisa, Potra Michala, Umavarach Mimzons. What do you want? He quoted verbatim. Says the Mogan Avram, who pushed the tall Sulfuru. Can you believe this? He's accusing the Beis Yosef of a misquoting because he didn't accept my Tal Sofer. That's wild. This Magen Avraham, he's really dismissive. First, he said the Beis Yosef was arguing the Torah. He said he wasn't. And then the Beis Yosef copied the Rabbi Yerucham wrong. What wrong? He copied it exactly. I came with a Tal Sofer. He copied it wrong. He copied it right. It was written wrong. What do you want from the poor Beis Yosef? It's obviously a Tal Sofer. Why is it obviously a Tal Sofer? The Talmud Aruchu, the Truknin Chayev. So what do you mean? How can it say over here, Truknin Mavarach Mazonos in Kabbalah? No. What? David Kahavi Kidavar, Shetchilasa Sufkin, and the Sofa Sufkin, and Shapata Michala Mavarach Mazonos. So I don't understand, why is the Rabbi Nechum tell Sofa? He's not saying. All he's saying is, there can be cases of things which your Koveya becomes a Hamotzi. Truknin is the same. It's a Kavachomer. From Tchilas of Sufkin and Sofa. That's not a mistake. What's he want from the poor Beis Yosef? It's no mistake. He says, how can it be? It's obviously a mistake. Why? Because Truklin is Chayav and Chala, and here's his Potter Michala. He's not saying that Truklin is Potter Michala. It's a Chakal V'chomer. If Truklin is Mizonos, and Sufkin is Mizonos, but what? He's saying, you Koveya, you make a Hamotzi. So he thinks that it would apply in this case as well. I don't know. He thinks that also, maybe it is. Rabbi Yerucham himself says, this is what it should say, he says. Tchilas, you with me? In my mouth. Tchilas so sufkin and besofo iso shechaya b'chala. Okay. He's changed two words. Instead of saying sofo sufkin and pota b'chala, it's supposed to say sofo iso b'chaya b'chala. All right. Let's assume he's right for the moment. But to also sufkin, himself is sufkin in, pata michal. The chen of a rush for hedra. Rabbi Yochum is his Talmud. Im kain, ein chiluk, ben truklin, the trees, alin in chala. Avin in birchas, brocha, shavin. Kain, nir, ali, duk, vetishka. Because the trees of pata and achala, he still make a moat. Wow, talk on the beat, now let him. Ubefrat im ochel l'sabo, that is suffik d'araisa k'moshka sabta liel. Oh, if you really have to do the Shabbat d'araisa, you better make sure to make a birchas hamozo. So says the Mogen Avraham Rabosai, sifkoton mem alf. Everybody with me? Yes.
If, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, Pasadam Kisnin really is really lachem, but Chazal were just matakin not to make
Beis and Beis Yosef.
So why is there no chiyuv chala?
There is pasal kisnin is chayav chala.
I thought we were talking about the kinds of things that
pas kisnin is chayav chala. Now it is true. The Mogen Avraham quotes a Rosh who disagrees. The Rosh said that if you use May Paris and May Paris only, you put the Michala, despite the fact you make a Hamotzi. What kind of raya is that? You know why you put the Michala, says the Rosh? That's a Yerushalmi. Because you don't have any water in it. You need water, which is Mekabel Tuma, to create a Chibur. A Chibur. If you look carefully in the Rosh, Mesef Michala, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis, I believe it's where it's found. And it's also Hilchos Chala as well. It's no Chibur. So lacks a shear of chal. He did 43 eggs. Says it's not mechuba than a shear of 43 eggs. There's nothing to do with whether you can be make a motzi or whether you can be yotzi and not to say tonight. Not do anything. That's no kasha. So therefore, this Mogen Avraham is a major chiddush which I would never have accepted. The Prima Gonim explains the Mogen Avraham. You put the michala why? Because basa gilgul azlina. It all depends on Ariso Sechem. That's all. That's the Mogen Avraham Shita. That's it. That's all. What's its raya? That the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh never made a distinction between Truklin and Trisa. Can I tell you a secret, Rabbi Osai? The Rif and the Rambam never called a Truklin. Of course they made a distinction. Because we had the Gears to Trisa. The Rif's Gears had never had Truklin. So we went from the poor. The Rosh, Rabbi Osai. In Brachas, Perek Vav, Simen Yud Aleph, Kuva de Ares Truknin, Kavam Avarach Hamotzi. He doesn't discuss trees at all. Doesn't discuss it. The Divrei Chamuris there says, even your Kaveh make a barmin of his oz, like the Machaber, against the Mogen Avraham. I don't see his rise from Rosh. I don't see his rise anything. I just don't see the rise being anything. I'm giving you my opinion. I don't think it's a rise. I don't think it's a rise at all. I don't think so. I have two more comments to make about these Mogen Avrahams. One is, how did the Mogen Avraham in Tez Zayin get out of his kasha? Let's see that first. How did he get out? Turn back to this. It's very important. See what's happening. It's a critical Mogen Avraham. Tez Zayin. He was stuck with his tremendous kasha. How can it be, according to the Rambam, you could be Yotze Matzah, what we call egg matzah? There's no yayin shem and kolav with vash. At the same time, you make a mezonos. The Gemara says it's all about time to make a motzi. What's the real answer? No, It's enough to make hamotzi when you're koveya, as opposed to chavitz. You never make hamotzi in those cases when it's mezonos. As the Mishnah Berurah said beferish, just to refresh your memories, Rabbi Osai. Refresh your, look at Sif Yud for a second. Just we saw yesterday. We have those cases where chavitza, where you make a borei mine mezonos, Rabbi Osai. A borei mine mezonos. The Mishnah Berurah jumped up and said, in Sivkot Nun Zayin, da, the b'chol hanish and niska b'siv zeh, afilu kova sudasa aleihem, v'yochal today svia, you still make borei mine mezonos. Why? Shindalo havi b'chol lechem klal. Communicator, it's like daisa, it's garnish. So that's not going to be able to be yotzi, I want to lechemoni of matzah. That's the case we're talking about that which the Magen Avraham quoted. But if there's any case in which if you convey a sun on it, you would make a motzi, your yotzi and bench and make yotzi matzi right away for one of two reasons. Rabbi Kivega is using based on the base Yosef. It's always lechem. Just it will not mataka to make a mazonas to make a motzi and benching if not derech shaklik for all. Or that's the base Rabbi Kivega base Yosef. Or the bottom minchas chinuch, you can create a shem lechem and be kovei on it. Well, that's to me counterintuitive. But you have a way to slice it. And matzah by definition is kovias because the Torah requires it. Fine. What did the Rambam say over here? It's a cut and tezai. What did he say? He got stuck with this kasha. He didn't know. Didn't hold from the teretz of the kivega, the milchas chinuch. He didn't hold from the teretz. What did he say? Amazing answers. V'yev shalomar, the Rambam dafka nokat kan dvash shemen v'chol of the mevorach borim in mezonos. The gamla Rambam ein yoti boidei chavos of the pesach havimatzah shirim. Al v'shar may peiris use apple juice, eggs. Ein ochinami. The mevorach hamotzi b'rechas hamozen lo mafkelu midei pas. We can say yayin havi kedvash. The Rambam has. Not pilei plorim the gavort. That yayin, shemen, cholav, and dvash should be different than apple juice and eggs makes sense to me in Ichus Pesach. One's a shiro, one's not a shiro. That should make a difference in Ichus Brochus. That if you pick apple juice and you mix your flour with apple juice, then it's not called lechem. If you mix it with milk, it is called lechem. To me, that's very counterintuitive. Where did that come from? I don't see where it's coming from. That's his first terms. Second terms. Odei Shlomo. Everyone looking inside in Tezayim? Odei Shlomo. The Hocha Mairi She'ein B'mayim Klal. She'kosa, in Paragim Alokates. She'losha B'dvash. He gives you the right quotation. She'losha B'dvash O She'irim V'tavlin V'afor. Shalosha kula bidvash, no water. Avol hasam, mayri sheesh b'mat mayim. As the Magen Mishnah said over there for another reason. What's the Magen Mishnah mean? Who knows? Who are the Magen say there's water? Why did he say it? Otherwise, not bali day. Chimutz. V'tzarech iyun al Rav Beis Yosef sheshina loshen Rambam perigimel because of sheirevo. That sheirevo. That's what I told you before. Sheirevo dvash or shemen or cholov. No. Rambam said, Shalosha Bodvash Oshem Chav, oh, Ireba Mine Tavlin. He misquoted it. It's been tremendous ramifications. It's not a small thing. He misquoted it, Rav Osai. Very serious. A serious misquote. Now. What was the last few words? V'didur Ramo Iker. What did Ramo say over here? The Mechaber said, the Rambam said, Losha b'sherem and vash means only shemen and vash. But the Ramo is Iker. What did Ramo say? Just look at the other Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Ramo in Siv Zayin. Yesh omrim sh'danikud pas gomor. Elam kenesh b'm har beit tavlin od vash. Kemina mesika shikorin lek a honey cake. So the Machta Shepel points out, what do you mean? V'chein the Rambo Iker. The Rambo is not the same as the Rambam, because the Rambam, when he understood it, means only Dvash. The Rambo says mainly Dvash. Okay, but it's at least closer to him. That's what Machta Shepel says. So that's Shverever. This is point number one I want to bring out to you over here. Narabosai, I have a kushya atzuma on the Magen Avraham, which I never say anyone asked but me. I'm going to give you my own original terms. So hang in there, guys. I'll give you my original Teretz Kasha, which I think is a tremendous Kasha. It's all in front of you. You all have the Maman Avrams right in front of you. Mamish right in front of you. Rabosai, if you don't mind, it seems to me I have a big problem. Look in the Maman Avram, Rabosai, Lamed Ches. You have it in front of you, Lamed Ches?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Look in Lamed Ches, please, if you don't mind. Look in Lamed Ches. Look in Lamed Ches. What does the Maman Avram say in Sivkoton Lamed Ches? Again, it's going on the Ramah end of Yud Gimel. What does it say? Chozol Mariel b'Yisra she'em bo Yisra Hashem and Vash v'chiyotzi bo l'shem b'tugan b'hem aval nilosh b'hem for this bar dino as a pasim b'kistin it's mezonos and alamichel it's a kovesu l'amiches mikom akom nafkamina the hosam over there im kovasu doso olo by pas kistin b'vorach amotzi v'chuli alma for shigamar tigno b'mashka ika plukta imahane kvirs. Okay? The lav lechem uklal l'dasarishin kevin shev mivushal hu ometugan. He says it's tugan, it's like bishul, he claims over here. Because of atanya maisi kadera mikemach l'dvasho v'cholov v'shar mashke afilu kova olav v'vorach boramina mizomus. What's he saying over here? You have, it's made from, what's he saying over here? He said, if Rabbo said, look over here. He's saying, in these cases, if it's nilosh b'hem, what bracha do you make? You make a borei min mazonos, afilu kova. So the clear impression from the Maman Avram is that applies over here as well. If you kova, because it's not considered to be lechem, we need till doomsday, and this bracha is still going to be borei mine mazonos. Correct? I have a shout out to ask you, Rabbo said. How is this different from Sivkot and Emal? In Sivkot and Emal, which you just read before, the Magen Avraham is arguing with the Mechaber and says that Teresa, the din is like the tour as we have it, Hadin Imo, it's like the tour, that if you are Koveya Suda, what do you make? Make a bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Hadin Imo. The tour is you make a Hamotzi. But the question becomes, if you make Hamotzi in Sivkot Mem Aleph, why don't you make Hamotzi in Sivkot and Lamed Ches? That's Chazer again. What does it say over here in the Ramah? Ramah ended Yud Gimel says, if you have your Mishnah, we're going to see it there. Look what it says. V'chol zlo mari ala v'yisa she'en bo shem l'dvash v'chayotzi bo al shem b'tugan ben aval am nilosh ben kon izbar dino etzol pas kisten. What do you mean? You have this stuff. It's made from what? It's made from Rabosai. It's you're mixing it with honey or oil or the equivalent, right? What's it in? It's like pas kisten. No siris, Maman Avram. Not quite the same as pas kisten. Why not? Because pas kisten, you're koveya sud, you make amotzi, right? Right. But over here, Rabosai, perhaps you would not make a hamotzi. It's considered to be mevushal or metugan. You wouldn't make a hamotzi. What's the difference between lamed ches and mem aleph? On a simple level, this is the answer. Mem aleph, the Maman Avram claimed it was nefeh. The lashon of the mechaber by Teresa is nefeh. Who mispashet ben nefeh? Mispashet ben nefeh. The Maman Avram claims you have to make a hamotzi and bench of your koveh. Why? It's called lechem. He considered it to be a blila raka followed by an afia. So blila raka followed by an afia is considered to be lechem, and you make a hamotzi. Now, obviously, the mechaber disagrees. The mechaber says that's not called an afia. It's mispashit. Even the word that the nefer is being used. The mispash does not mean, it doesn't really mean it's really made in the classical tano like situation. Alright? That's over there in Sif Tezvot. Over here, in Sif Yud Gimel, what are we talking about over here in Sif Yud Gimel? What happened at the end of the day? You cooked it in water, Rabosai. The whole Mechaba Sif Yud Gimel, you cooked it in water. Take it from the top. In Bishlo Tigna, in the very first line. Right? So that's a machlokas. The first day it says it's not considered to be lechem. The second day, the famous Rabbi Natan says it is considered to be, is it considered to be lechem? And then it says at the end, my Rabbi Rutenberg, which makes sure to have the wash and something else, comes around with a couple of caveats. The only time it's a possibility of lechem is if it looks like lechem. But if it's verim vichelli, if it's itrios, lokshin, Machai Rabbi Rutenberg is lokshin, then forget about it. It cannot be amotzi. It's impossible. But pashtin and kreplach, what's pashtin? A kugel. What's a kreplach? Kreplach. What's, is there an English word for kreplach? Or a Yiddish word? Kreplach, right? Pashtina, we use the word kugel. We'll come to Lakshan Kugel soon. We have to get discussed that the Siyata Vishmai. Mikri Torah Lechem. And therefore, and the Ochun Elim came Birch al Shar Pas Tchila. To play it safe, Yirei Shemai. And then he says, that's only what? If there's no Shemun and Dvash. But if it has Shemun and Dvash, and it's cooked in water. So then he says, there's not going to be a din of Amotzi if you don't know how much you eat. Why not? He doesn't explain why not. Why not? After all, we're going here according to the opinion of whom? Potentially Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Belila, Ova, followed by Bishul, you'd wash and bench. Now what do you do? You had a Belila what? What kind of Belila is this? Doesn't say it's Raka. There's a Belila Ova. The only difference is, it has what? It has May Peris, Hashem and Advash. And then he says, you take the May Peris, which is used in this particular mixture, which presumably is a Belila Ova, and you throw it in water, there's not going to be amotzi and benching no matter how much you eat. That's what he says. Again, Lamed Ches. Nafkamina, the Hosim, and Kova Sudala, because he baked it, Mavarech Amotzi, the Chuli Alma. Tigna, Bamashke, Kaplukta, Mehani Kvius. That's an our sugya, the Lav Lechem Uklal, going to the first day, Kemishim Mavushalu, or Metugon. Saying over here, Rabosai, if you have Nilosh, Bohen, then, even if you're Koveya Suda, you would not make Amotzi Lechem in hearts. That's what he says. Called Satanya. A Maisik there became a Chudvash. Okay. It's considered to be a Maisik there, according to the first opinion, it was thrown into water. Whereas in Sif Tezvav by Teresa, there's no water there. No water. So the Mamad Rav considers to be what? Considered to be Nefer Betaner. It's going to be a din of Lechem. And if you convey a Suda, you have to make a Hamotzi Lechem and Arts. Do we pass in that way? Pash the Magan of Mechaba passes not that way. Why not? Rabbo says, Tritsa Chayim and Chala, Potter and Achala. Potter. Can there be a case of Potter and Achala? And at the same time, you're going to have to be make a Motze Lechem and a Men Aretz? Can it be? Yes or no? Can it be? So the Magan of Ram says, yes, it can be. Why? Because Chala comes to Mariso Sechem, and a Motze depends upon the Shem Lechem. And you had a very loose batter. It's not a riso sechem. You're never going to be chayav mechala. But despite that fact, you make a motzi lechem and aretz. If you baked it, who said so first? Rabbeinu Peretz. What's the question mark?
I mean, the Yerushalmi seems to say that they're
together.
Yeah.
Hobo Hotali. Right. We saw it in the Rash too. Look at Rabbeinu Peretz. As I put, I added to the Ma'am Akoma sheet. Look at Rabbeinu Peretz, please. Look in Rabbeinu Peretz, please. If you don't mind. We're almost done. Look at Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabosai, Rabbeinu Peretz. What was the Mamasal? I'm trying to find it here.
Miu.
Where's Miu? Miu Rabbeinu Yechini Paris, correct? In our version, Pech Chaf Aleph, on the very top. I had a different Gemara when I was looking at it. Miu Rabbeinu Yechini Paris, a Yemetzav al-Yishto, Lahar Feshchal, and below Brocha. The Omer the Einam Chayavim Bechala. Umaisi Raya Mehod Aminim Beseches Chala. Also Isa Min Amanas Bechalka Bebotik Pturim Min Achala. Okay. Chilas Is Sufni Besofa Isa Chayavim Bechalka Ubahamotzi. Okay, so far so good. Also an Ublian Shvin Vigafrish. Chayavim Bechala Bamotzi Shain Sofa Nisa. Umiu Naglash. Havi kemot chilos al sufkin v'sofa sufkinin. V'ein chayovin b'chal, look at this now. Below bebirchas amotzi, the less below Teresa the Nama, men chayovin b'chal, afal pish en afuyin ayadei mashik in the Parishes, shunin chilos al guvlo b'almaninu. So far so good, right? V'hani mili b'shalo kovasu dosa alayu, afal bepurin u'b'rismila, depomim, Shekovim suda alayu, and lecho osanilish below brachas amotzi. What's he saying? What's he saying? He suggests, Rabbi Osai, that maybe the bracha became amotzi. How can it be? It's potem and achala, has no teresa dinama. He said it before. I read it again. Niglish, whatever it may be. It's chilas of sufkin, so for sufkin, there's no chala, there's no amotzi, there's no teresa benama, there's no chiyuv chala. Again, he says, and he turns around and he says, even though there's no mashke, why? Because chilas of guvla bi'almaninu, it's a big chiddush. If he says it's not afuya b'mashke, it's not like it's considered to be afuya b'tana. We pass the bila raka followed by a fi, we pass the lalacha. It's chayav and chal. He's saying it's not chayav and chal. But then he says, but the Purim and the Bris, the Koveya Suda, you better not eat it. You know why? It may require a hamotzi. Why? It's not lechem. This Shabbos is the Mogan Avraham, Shita by Teresa. It's taka not lechem. It's not originally lechem. And it's not chayav and chala, because it's very soft. Not a riso seichem. Afal pikein. If you conveyor on it, you can transform it into some kind of an item which you make a motzi lechem in art. Maybe yopshat, suda. Not bad. So Rabbeinu Peretz is a precursor of this Mogen Avraham, Sivkot Memal, despite the fact that it's counterintuitive. It seems to be against Rabbi Kivagin, against the Beis Yosef, it's against so many different people. So what? Rabbeinu Peretz came first. He seems to say this is Kiddush Nifla, Rabosa. Even though it's not lechem, not chayv and chala, not teresa denama, bar minim mizonos, the whole story. Despite all that, you convey a suda, you make a motzi lechem in art. This is exactly what the others thought is impossible, and they didn't like the Mogen Avraham for this reason. But he wasn't printed in his day. I mean, the parents is on his side. I Rabosai, why in lamed ches did he say it differently? Lamed Ches went into water, Rabosa. It went into water. Since it went into water, and the original Belila was what was the lashon of the Mogen Avraham Lamed Ches? Whatever we just read before, was shvach. It was a shvacha Belila, and it's thrown into water. So then the Mogen Avraham says it cannot be called lechem domo to lechem in arms. But if this kind of a case of a shvacha Belila, which is nefes belim mashkin. Even though it's not put into a pan, it just sort of spilled on a hot surface, that's enough, according to Mogen Avraham, to give it a category of lechem if you're koveya. That's the Mogen Avraham. Shulchan Aruch says no dice. No matter how much treisa you eat, it's going to be bore alamichya. It'll never rise to the level of benching. Never. 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 And that's what the again, Mechaber says, presumably, I would say we should pass up the Mechaber against the Mogen Avraham. What does the Mishnah Berurah say about this dispute? He quotes it in Sif Tesvav, Kuf Samaches Sif Tesvav, Afilu Kova Os Tzadi, HaMogen Avraham Mitzade Debekova Mavarach Alev Amotzi, Chimedas HaBach Adas HaTur, as we saw before. The Kosi Beli Rabba for that reason, Ein Lochel Alev Betoch Asud again. Mogen Giborim says no. Machriel Adina Kashulchan Aruch Ein Shom. We follow the Shulchan Aruch, but don't we usually follow the Shulchan Aruch? Supposed to. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. my instinct is to follow the Shulchan Aruch, but there isn't a dissenting view. I can't deny it. Can't make it disappear. So Rav Ossai, we've covered quite a bit of ground today, B'siyata B'shmaya, in this complex sugya. We're almost done. Tomorrow, I'd like to finish up the sugya. Maybe even if I have chalorimus, it's on the next one. Who finished the Rambam Karmas? Nobody? Wow. Alright, I don't want to jump too far ahead. So I guess we'll spend at least most of the day tomorrow finishing up this sugya B'siyata B'shmaya. Remember drinking tequila siyaka, which I didn't have a chance to talk about today. And I'd like on Thursday, if possible, can we? Start the next sugya? Can we?
Next
sugya. Next sugya, matzah schem. Must the matzah belong to you? That's the next sugya, and then talks about my sasheni, and then that's a very, very important sugya. Okay, I was trying to start out on Thursday with my Amakovas. Clean that. Okay.